Prologue. Ashkelon, Israel, 2:47 a.m. The night rain came down like sheets of silver knives. The dark sky filled with darker masses of swirling black clouds. The swells of the sea and the whipping winds murderous for the two rubber rafts lashed to each other as they approached the shoreline. The raiding party was drenched, their blackened faces streaked with anxious sweat and rain. Their eyes blinking continuously, straining to catch glimpses of the beach. The unit consisted of 8 Palestinian men from the Baca Valley, and 1 woman, not of their birthright, but committed to their cause, for it was an integral part of her own, inseparable from the commitment she had made years ago.
Muerte a toda autoridad.
She was the wife of the raiding party's leader. Only minutes now, cried the large man as he knelt beside the woman. Like the others, his weapons were tightly strapped to his dark clothes. A black waterproof knapsack high on his back contained explosives. Remember, when we get off, throw the anchor over between the boats. That's important. I understand, my husband, but I'd feel better going with you. And leave us no means of getting away to fight again, he asked. The electrical power grids are less than 3 kilometers from the coast. They feed Tel Aviv, and once we blow them up, there'll be chaos. We'll steal a vehicle and be back within the hour, but our equipment must be here. I understand. Do you, my wife? Can you imagine what it will be like? Most, if not all, of Tel Aviv in darkness. And Ashkelon itself, of course. It's perfect. And you, my love, you were the one who found the vulnerability, the perfect target. I merely suggested it. Her hand caressed his cheek. Just come back to me, my love, for you are my love. There's no doubt of it, my Amaya of the fires. We're close enough. Now! The leader of the raiding party signaled his men on both rafts. All slipped over the sides into the heavy surf, their weapons held high, their bodies assaulted by the crashing waves as they lurched through the soft sand to the beach. On shore, the leader pressed his flashlight once. A single short illumination that meant the entire unit was on enemy ground, prepared to penetrate and do its work. The wife threw the heavy anchor over the side between the two lashed rubber boats, keeping them in concert in the waves. She pulled her handheld radio to ear and mouth. It would be used only in an emergency, as the Jews were too smart not to have the coastal frequencies monitored. Then, suddenly, with terrible finality, all dreams of glory exploded with the savage bursts of gunfire on the flanks of the raiding party. It was a massacre. Soldiers racing down in the sand, firing their weapons into the pulsating bodies of the Ashkelon Brigade, blowing heads apart, showing no mercy for the invading enemies. No prisoners, only death. The woman wife in the outlying raft moved swiftly despite her torment. Despite the shock that paralyzed her mind, her rapid movements failing to lessen the agony that swept through her, merely blurring it with action born of survival. She plunged her long-bladed knife into the sides and bottoms of both PVC boats, grabbed her waterproof pouch containing weapons and forged documents, and slipped over the side into the heavy sea. Fighting the surf and the undertow with all her considerable strength, she made her way south along the shore approximately 50 meters, where she swam diagonally over the waves into the beach. Prone in the shallow water, the harsh rain nearly blinding her, she crawled back to the killing ground. Then she heard the shouts of Israeli soldiers yelling in Hebrew. Every muscle and fiber in her body froze in ice-hot fury. We should have taken prisoners. Why, to kill our children later, as they slaughtered my 2 sons in the school bus? We'll be criticized. They're all dead. So are my mother and father. The bastards gunned them down in a vineyard, 2 old people among the grapes. Let them rot in hell. The Hezbollah tortured my brother to death. Take out their weapons and fire off rounds. Graze our arms and our legs. Jacob's right. They fought back. We might all have been killed. Then one of us should run back to the compound for reinforcements. Where are the boats? They're gone now, nowhere to be seen. There were probably dozens. That's the reason we killed the ones we saw. Hurry, Jacob. We can't give the goddamn liberal press any ammunition. Wait, this one's still alive. Let him die. Remove their weapons and commence firing. The staccato fusillade filled the night and the rain. Then the soldiers threw the raiding party's guns down beside the corpses and raced back up into the sand dunes filled with wild seagrass. In moments, there were